Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I am Nirav, the moderator for this conference call. I thank each one of you for joining us today for the Aecon International Limited Q1 FY24 analyst conference call. At this moment, all participants are in listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. At that time, if you have a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. Today we have with us from the senior management, represented by Srimati Ragini Advani, Director of Finance, Sri B. Mugunthan, Chief Financial Officer and Executive Director of Finance, and Sri Alin Roy Chaudhary, CGM Finance. I would like to remind you that some of the statements made in today's call or discussion may be forward-looking in nature. It is subject to several risks and uncertainties that the actual results could materially differ. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. I would now like to hand the conference over to Srimati Ragini Advani for the opening remarks, after which we will have the forum open for interactive Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, madam.
Thank you. Thank you, Nirav. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Ragini Advani, Director of Finance at Aecon International Limited. On behalf of my team, I extend a very warm welcome to all of you and thank you for your presence today at Aecon's earning call for first quarter ended 30th June 2023. I have with me Sri B. Mugunthan, my Chief Financial Officer and ED Finance, and Sri Alin Roy Chaudhary, CGM Finance. We extend our heartfelt gratitude to all our esteemed stakeholders whose unwavering support and trust have been instrumental in driving this organization forward. Our focus remains on creating a strong foundation, sustainable and profitable growth, while maintaining a robust balance between short-term profitability as well as long-term value creation. Our commitment lies in extensive expertise, abundant risk resources, strategic partnerships to fuel culture of innovation, increase operational efficiency, and secure superior outcomes on behalf of all our investors and stakeholders. I am pleased to report that our ongoing projects are progressing well. Milestones are being achieved within the scheduled timelines. Our technical teams have demonstrated exceptional dedication, expertise, and a commitment to overall corporate governance and safety matters, and it has allowed us to overcome all the challenges that we had and deliver excellent, outstanding execution results. I'm sure you have all gone through the financial results of the company as well as the investor presentation that was uploaded. We are delighted to inform that Aecon has achieved the highest ever first quarter turnover. Let me now take you through a snapshot of our financial performance for Q1 FY24. The company has reported a total revenue of ₹2,828 crores in Q1 FY24, this is as high as 37% increase over the corresponding period of the previous last year. PAT has increased by 30% to ₹187 crore as compared to ₹145 crores in Q1 FY23. Core EBITDA has increased to ₹204 crore vis-a-vis ₹172 crore for the corresponding previous year quarter. Earnings per share have also gone up to ₹1.99 per equity share in Q1 FY24 as against ₹1.54 in last fiscal Q1 FY23. And this is on a face value of ₹2 per share. The order book of the company as on 30th June 2023 stood at ₹32,486 crores, which comprised about 45% orders on nomination and 55% on competitive basis. The domestic international split of our order book is in the range of 91:9. And currently, Aecon, as you all are aware, has 11 subsidiaries and 7 joint ventures. All of these subsidiaries and joint ventures, along with Aecon, we are essentially into roads, railways, highways, renewable power projects. Now, without taking much time, I would now like to open the floor for the Q&A session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. First question is from the line of Manish Otswal from Nirmal Bang. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity, madam. My question on the order book trend which we are seeing in last 4-5 quarters, it is not growing even if you look at YOY and quarter-to-quarter basis. So how do you see the growth in the order book and order inflow for the rest of the current financial year? That's the question number first, one. And the second question on the margin side, we have seen some improvement on margin on quarter-to-quarter basis. So where the operating margin to settle down given our current order book position?
So answering your first question, as far as the order book is concerned, we have been maintaining that previous year we were focusing on execution, and now we have picked up our marketing and business development activities again. We do hope to get orders in the range of 10 to 12,000 crores in the current year, so that our order book remains in the levels of about 35,000 crore at the year end as well. As regards, in the orders that we secured in Q1, there have been some orders that we secured of a smaller value. But going forward, we are hopeful, as we mentioned, that we'll be able to get overall in the entire financial year orders equivalent to the range of 10 to 12,000 crores. Because we are fairly at advanced levels of certain orders. As regards margins are concerned, this is an EPC business. We have been maintaining that the PAT margins will be in the range of 7 to 7.5%, and our EBITDA margins will be in the range of 10 to 11%. And we continue to maintain that stand. Quarter one has given us results slightly better than earlier thing. But it is also the fact is that there are certain provisions which typically come at the year end. So on an year-to-year basis, I think that is where we will like to continue maintaining ourselves. Our Q1 has given us results much better than the market or our own expectations in terms of margins. But overall, it should come down to that level eventually.
And lastly, in your press release, we mentioned that the Prime Minister recently announced railway station development. So in that market opportunity, do we share a significant opportunity for our company, or how we participate in that opportunity, the station development opportunity?
So this is a news item, and as you rightly mentioned, our Honorable Prime Minister has talked about 508 station developments. These projects are of a very small size. They are typically in the range of 20 to 30 crores. And again, when we've been making our analyst calls, we've been explaining that the niche for IRCON lies in slightly bigger size projects and also in complex projects, which involves track, tunnel, bridges, that kind of a work. So this is not our immediate pile of orders that one will look at. However, should there be certain station development projects of a bigger or a larger value and where we see we can fit in, we'll definitely look at those opportunities. But the typical project size of 20 to 30 crores is not something that we'll be looking at.
Thank you, madam. Thank you very much for all the questions.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. Next question is from the line of Swecha from ANS Wealth. Please go ahead.
Hi, ma'am. Thank you for giving this opportunity. Ma'am, I have a few questions. Am I audible?
Yes, yes. I can hear you. Please carry on.
Okay. Yeah, so my first question is regarding order book and the order wins. So if you could, tell us how many orders that we won in, or new orders that we added in Q1 FY24, and also if you could give me the value of the orders that we've already submitted our bids for, but the decisions are still pending, you know?
So we have won orders to the extent of about 200 to 250 crores
in Q1.
As regards the orders that we are pursuing, obviously they are much higher in number, and it also depends, because it's a competitive bidding, it will really depend on who becomes the L1. Some of them are QCBS where we have scored a high technical score. But, you know, I mean, at the end of it, you are quoting for a much bigger pie and then getting a share of it. So those numbers would be humongous, but I think we would like to announce as and when those orders come of the value at which they are. But overall, we are quite comfortable with our existing order book position and the fact that we'll be able to recoup the order to about 35,000 crore level by the year end. That's something that we are looking at and we are very confident about it.
Okay. So any broad ballpark number also you would not be able to give?
No, because, you know, it's very difficult. If I was to say that I'm pitching in for 20,000 crore jobs, it has no meaning for you, because it really depends on how many of them you would turn out to be L1. And it's other way around also. If I know some of them are very close, I would rather not announce till it is done, because at the end of it, it's all an L1 driven industry. So I think that is where we would like to stay put at this point. And we'll be happy to share as and when those orders are reasonably certain.
Okay. So just one follow-up on this. So this is about the orders that we've already submitted. But if you could give some sense of what kind of bid pipeline that we are looking at, are we bidding in the export market? You know, some color if you could give there.
So there are three main areas in which we are working right now. One is, of course, the rail project. And when we say rail projects, it is not just the Ministry of Railways, but also the associated projects, which is your bullet train and your dedicated freight corridors and associated projects. So if you were to look at an opportunity sitting there, it's humongous. So those projects, as and when they come up, provided they're of a reasonable size and have a good technical involvement, we'll be bidding for all those kind of projects. And depending upon our ability as well as pricing, because we've also maintained that we will like to do a sustained pricing. We will not get into a case where we are taking the orders for the sake of making losses. So given these two factors, that's something which we'll continue to bid and get reasonably sized orders from that industry, because that's where our forte is, our experience is. And second is that on roads and highways, again, we will continue with certain PPP project bidding for HAM projects. And as far as international markets are concerned, the existing markets in which we are working, which is Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, Nepal, there, of course, we are already talking to those governments and trying to get some more projects. They are also in pipeline. But in these kind of projects, since these are specific country outside of India driven projects, and some of them may not be MEA or LOC-driven projects. These projects may take a little time to establish and then come out. But all those exercises are happening. Beyond these countries, the rest of the countries, again, for example, our CMD went with a delegation to Africa, to Tanzania.
Mm-hmm.
And there are certain opportunities that we are looking at in those areas. But those are the steps that have just been initiated. It could happen in a few months, it could take certain years as well, but we are totally on that job as well. And those are the areas which we are continuing to do. And we should be hopefully getting, if not immediately, over a longish period of time, we should be getting international orders as well of a significant amount.
Okay.
So all these would be our focus areas.
Understood. Okay. So ma'am, we have an other income of 111 crores.
Yes.
So, could you tell me how much of this is on account of HAM projects?
Yeah, so HAM projects is roughly about 47 crores.
Okay. So, ma'am, actually, you know, in our last call, we had kind of, said that 80 crores on a quarterly basis is what we'll make on HAM projects, you know, going forward.
Yeah.
So this is significantly lower than that number. So what kind of led to this, lower income from HAM projects in this quarter? And then how should we look at it going forward? Can we do that 80 crores kind of a number from next quarter, or this guidance changes?
No. So what happens is that there are certain projects which are currently operational. There are certain projects which will get operational in next few months. And also there is a part which we call as scoping and descoping which happens. So going forward, we should be able to do more than this 47 crores. And our guidance on annual, this other income that we'll be earning. So when we were talking about 80 crores, that also included O&M number along with the interest income number. So that O&M number would probably figure in this interest on financial asset. So when I'm telling you 47, this is out of 111 crores.
Right. So last quarter, out of 173, we had done 80 crores on HAM projects, right?
So that 80 crores last time when we did included a cumulative catch-up on one of the projects. It was not, 87 was not a number which would happen every quarter out of the two existing projects. So we have two operational projects, Vadodara Kim and Davangiri Haveri as of now. So in Vadodara Kim, there was a catch-up which happened in the last quarter, which will obviously not happen going forward. So interest income that will sit in other income currently will be in the range of 45 to 50 crores on account of HAM projects. But on an overall basis, the annuity number should be in the range of about 80 crores every quarter.
Okay. And so just one last clarification. I think you mentioned in the previous answer to a participant that, you know, EBITDA 11% we'll maintain. This is not the core EBITDA, right?
No, it's not core EBITDA.
Okay. That's it. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Pranay Khandelwal from Alpha Invesco. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thanks for the opportunity. I just wanted to understand this.
Pranay, you're not audible. Can you come closer towards the phone, please?
Hello. Am I audible now?
Yes.
Okay. Just this housekeeping question. I just wanted to understand how is the core EBITDA calculated?
Core EBITDA is basically by taking out your other income.
Okay, but then...
EBITDA excluding other income.
Based on the presentation, I think our core EBITDA right now is 7.52 this quarter.
Yeah.
While if we take out the other income and calculate it, it comes out to around 7.8% or so. And some discrepancy is also there in the quarters before this. I just wanted, that's why I wanted to understand where might be this difference coming from.
No, I think that's a calculation that you can check with my team subsequently. But yeah, it is typically that, and you can check it with my team after this.
Okay. All right. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Next question is from the line of Ashutosh from Ambit Portfolio Management Service. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, hi. So, just a broad understanding, I'm asking on a core EBITDA level. So, if I see your core EBITDA level for, I mean, you have grown quite significantly in the last 2 or 3 years now.
Mm.
But your core EBITDA has actually come down from 11-10% to almost 7-7.5% now. So, can you explain the reason for this? And going forward, on a core EBITDA level, what are your expectations? I mean, have you seen the last of the low margins from a core EBITDA aspect, or and can we see them improving back to 10-11%?
Okay. So there are two things. The first thing is that as far as 11% margins were concerned a couple of years back, they were exceptionally high for this industry. Once we've come into a competitive bid and also once we have lesser share of international projects, the EBITDA, core EBITDA margins will remain in the range of about 7.5 to 8.5 or maximum 9%. Now when I say core EBITDA margins, 7.5 to 8.5, this is excluding the total other income that we've shown quarter on quarter. But if you typically see that also has an amount which is something that I'm earning as a part of my annuity and HAM projects. So that ideally is out of my operations only, and it doesn't get depicted in an Excel that way. But if I was to add back that number, I think it should add to about 46 by karna 2700. 46 divided by 2700. It should add to about 1%.
So that
will remain. See, we've always said that currently the profit margins that I'm getting at a PAT level as well as at a EBITDA levels is what is sustainable. What I had a couple of years back was not sustainable. It was an exception.
So just to understand, so do you mean to say before, let's say 3-4 years back, it was not on bidding basis, or were there some...
So there were two things. One, we had some significant international projects where our margins were as high as 40 to 50%.
Okay.
So those projects, I mean, we got it one off. We'll be happy if we'll get on in future also, but you can't be relying on those because internationally also now most of the bids are done on a competitive basis. And the second thing is that yes, to some extent, earlier entire business was practically on nomination, then over the years it became onto competitive basis. So that is something which will over a period of time, now that the competition is totally there, there had been some cuts in margins, and which we have said that has happened, and now it will continue at the levels at which we've been doing our FY23, etc.
Yeah, that is helpful. So this competition is basically from private players also.
Yes, that's right. From every player in the industry. It's not just between the public sector.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. I'll come back in the queue if I have more questions.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Dipensha, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening and thank you for the opportunity, ma'am.
Yeah.
I had a couple of questions. Firstly, in the first quarter, we have done a significant growth of more than 30%. How would you look at the full year? Last time you told you should be looking at maybe 8-10% kind of growth. But looking at the first quarter, should we, aspire to be, or should we look at a higher number in that?
I would still say that we would say around 10% is what we will expect. But yeah, we will definitely aim to do much better. Because we do have the order book and we do have the execution skill sets. But, with the kind of industry in which we are working, it really depends on a lot of factors which are beyond our control also as well. So we'll be happy to take anything beyond that. But as of now, as a management, we would say that we expect the growth in the range of 10% over the previous year.
Okay. And in the high-speed rail project, recently there was a contract which was finalized and probably a private player has won it. So any further contracts, or are we bidding for any further contracts in the high-speed rail project or any other area where, we have got a higher technical expertise?
As we've been maintaining, we are and we will be bidding for all projects where we feel our technical expertise will be utilized to the maximum, because that's where our niche lies. And unlike many other companies, we like to take up projects which we deliver with quality and time. So that will be continuing as our focus area. But, at the end of it, it's a competitive sector, and we are fairly confident of our skill sets as well as pricing. So when we get those orders, we'll be happy to share it with you. But yeah, definitely, that is our focus area. No two ways about.
Okay. Thank you very much, ma'am, and all the very best to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Shreyansh Mehta from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity and congratulations on a very good set of numbers. Ma'am, I joined a bit late, so my question. So first, on the revenue guidance, if you would like to throw some numbers, given that 1Q is, much better than what we had expected.
Yeah, so I think the previous stakeholder also asked the same question. And I just mentioned that we are very happy with our Q1 performance. And we hope we can take it forward even in the other quarters. But on an overall year basis, I would still like to say that we should be about increasing our overall revenue in the range of 10% over the previous year. If we do better than that, we will have a clearer picture probably in Q2 or Q3. And we'll be sharing it forward.
But that would be the overall factor right now, because there are many extraneous factors which at times are beyond us, and therefore, you know, we will not like to overcommit to any of our investors.
Got it. Ma'am, second question is pertaining to, you know, the press release which was given that one of our JVs, you know, Besta Rail, would be taken over by the railways. So what is the investment out there and how much will we be getting from that?
So, you know, it is just an in-principle decision which has happened right now. And
okay.
Our equity investment in that project was 76.34 crores. We will be working out the pricing. It should be on a mutually agreed price. But this is a project which had just started. Land was taken and some basic earthwork was started. So I think it should eventually materialize around the level at which we have invested only. But the nitty-gritties and the details we will do, as and when we tie it up with railways, we will share it with you all.
Got it. And then this is just the equity portion. Anything, you know, which we've given in the form of loans and advances or any other advances to this subsidiary?
No, there are no advances, no loans. In fact, that entire project, that JV had also not taken up any loans so far. So it was at a very preliminary stage when it's been announced to be taken over by railway.
Got it.
It's not much of a problem that way, yeah.
Got it. Sure. And secondly, ma'am, in terms of order inflows, you know, we were guiding for, you know, that order inflows will be targeting from second half onwards. So how much can we expect, you know, going forward?
So I just mentioned that we will like to keep our order book in the range of 35,000 crores by the year end. And that is something which we are targeting and going full-fledgedly to look for orders, securing orders in that range or even higher. But as and when we get those orders, we'll be happy to share it with you all.
Sure. Ma'am, and lastly, on the cash on books, our own cash, and the investments which we've made and likely investments in next couple of years?
So our own cash is in the range of 800 to 900 crores.
Okay.
Yeah. And as far as the investments which we are likely to make, these are in the range of about 1150 to 1200 odd crores cumulatively, out of which 500 to 600 crores should be in the current year.
And how much have we done till date?
We've already made, I think it's in the region of range of about 2,200 odd crores.
2,200 and incremental 1,000 odd crores.
Incremental another 1,100 crores, yes.
Got it, ma'am. Thank you and all the best.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Amit Kumar from Determine Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, ma'am. Just one question with respect to, you know, what kind of projects really are you bidding for? We've seen a few of your peers like RVNL, you know, enter into, you know, very wide variety of, you know, segment roads and, you know, gone very, very aggressively into international as well. And I just wanted your thoughts on, you know, in terms of, you know, whether you are also sort of looking at, segments other than, you know, railways and, you know, international markets. So India versus international and railways versus, you know, non-railways in terms of opportunities and risks, if you can just.
So, you know, the first thing is that apart from railways, we are already into roads. RVNL has recently taken one order there. But we've been taking orders on roads and highways in PPP mode as well as otherwise for few years now. And in fact, five of our road assets are already operational. So that's something which we are doing continuously and we'll continue to do. Railways will remain our core area of focus. Internationally, again, as you all are aware, IRCON has had a history of doing maximum number of projects outside India as a PSU. We have done some 120-odd projects in 25-plus countries. And currently also we are executing in about 5 to 6 countries, some projects. So international also will continue to be our focus area. It is just that because of the economies worldwide, there are certain decisions which many countries are right now delaying or are taking little time. And that's what may impact in terms of us securing orders over a short-term period from international market, but they continue to be our strength as well as focus. The order that RVNL took internationally is something that even we bid in that, and we were L2.
Okay, ma'am, in terms of your order book, if you can please help me with the mix, so railways versus non-railways and international versus India.
So our railways is about 70% of our order book, and our domestic is about 90% of our order book. So domestic international is 90-10, and railways versus others is 70-30 almost.
Understood. Great. Thank you so much.
And nomination versus competition is 45-55.
You already mentioned that, ma'am.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you. Next follow-up is from the line of Swecha from ANS Wealth. Please go ahead.
Hi, ma'am. Sorry, just a follow-up here regarding, again, the order book addition, you know. It's really encouraging to know that you're pretty confident that, you know, we'll be able to add 10,000 to 12,000 crore of orders this year. You know, but I wanted to understand that, you know, in Q1, we've only added, I think, 200 to 250 crores of orders. And even in the last couple of quarters, if we see, you know, Q3, we added 120 of crores last year. Last year, Q2 also we did 330 crores. So I'm so sure, you know, that confidence of adding 10 to 12,000 crores of orders this year is definitely basis, some comfort that you have in the orders that we've already submitted the bid, right? So, because it's a big thing, right? Because we've already done only 200, 250 crores this quarter. So if you could give, you know, some sense that, you know, what kind of orders that we've already bid for which decisions are pending, and, you know, we are so sure that, you know, so there might be some big orders that we've bid for and you're confident.
All I would say is, you know, as one of your colleagues also asked the same thing, is that rest assured, whichever sectors we are right now in, operational in, as well as focusing on, which is railways, roads and highways, as well as the international business, we are definitely focusing in these areas only. In terms of specific opportunities and how much are we expecting in pipeline and by when, I think we would only be in a position to share that as and when we are almost there or we've got the award letters from them. Because, see, it's a competitive business. It is a tough industry. We are fairly confident because we know that, one, our technical skill sets and our experience is great, and two, in terms of sustainable pricing, that's something where we are always good. So if someone comes in quoting a low price, you know, with the objective of entering and not earning profits out of it, those are the players with whom probably even IRCON wouldn't compete and would not like to compete. But otherwise, there's no reason for us to get certain projects that we are targeting. And we will be sharing it in the due course as and when it comes. As of now, I think the very fact that we picked up and built an order book up to 44,000 crores last year should be a good enough, you know, proof or a confidence that you all may have in the management of the company that we are capable of getting that. The reason why we went slow last year is because we were focusing on execution, and 44,000 crore order book is also a significant number which IRCON had, and we want to be very comfortable that we are able to actually deliver similar projects on these fast and stringent timelines. So
right.
It was a conscientious decision that we had taken, and as I had mentioned in my last call also, it is now that we are going back into order book because we knew we were comfortable with the range of 30 to 35,000 crore, and so we don't need to kind of rush into getting orders.
Okay.
So, you know, I mean, if one is comparing for 44,000 to 32,000 or 35,000, you know, it's right what you're asking. But if one was to see in terms of the order size, we have it for a 3 to 3.5 year period.
Okay.
So there is nothing to worry per se.
Okay. No, that gives a lot of comfort that, you know, we are confident we'll add 10 to 12,000 crore of orders this year. So thank you so much, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. Next follow-up is from the line of Ashutosh from Ambit PMS. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
So just to understand the growth guidance of 10%, so just wanted to understand because we have grown significantly for last many quarters rather, and even in this year's Q1 we have grown by almost 35-36% on the top line. But if we are thinking from a 10% kind of growth on annual basis, that actually leaves with us with almost no growth for the rest of the 9 months, mathematically speaking. And if we already have the order book of 32,000-33,000 kind of order book right now, then wouldn't it be a fair assumption for the from execution angle, you would be in a position to continue on this kind of a run rate from a top line growth perspective and not expect like a very flattish top line in the rest of the quarters in this year?
See, there are many factors which are beyond us, whether it is geographical, economical, political. We've had a fairly good quarter one, which typically is not the case, but we've had it because, of course, there was a lot of execution pressure and we've delivered it. But going forward, one, geographically, there are monsoons in many areas where Q2 could be affected. And two, from an overall perspective, that kind of, you know, because our projects go in tandem with the owners. They also have to do certain things to make sure that the execution is happening at the speed at which it should be happening. So those are things which, what I'm saying is, if it happens, it will be great and we'll be happy to have a higher growth. But to say in with certainty that that will happen is very difficult to say. So if there is no execution pressure on some of our clients and associated governments as well as other associated partners, then yes, it could come to that level of 10 to 12,000 crores only. So this is something which we will be having a better idea in Q2 or Q3. As of now, we will like to go with the fact that overall minimum increase would be 10% over the previous year.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. Next question is from the line of Pranay from JNG Holdings. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good afternoon, ma'am. Thank you for this opportunity. The same lines, basically, if I heard you correctly, our order book is about 32,400 something crores, and we plan to close this year by about 35,000 crores on the order book front. And basically, we have executed about 2,700 crore in the first quarter. And if you are expecting 10-12,000 crores of new order book addition in the current year, the maths work out to be around 20-25% of top line growth. So I'm just unable to basically correlate, because that number comes up to about 12,500-13,000 crores of top line vis-a-vis your guidance of 10% of top line growth. So if you can just help me understand.
10% of top line growth is working out around 11,500 crores, right?
Yeah, but if I do the simple maths of your...
is actually a matter of, it really depends on the execution skill set, right? So, which is what I've been maintaining, that while we can go beyond 11,500 crore, but there are elections coming up, there are certain things which tend to go slow, which are extraneous of us, there is monsoon which will come up in Q2, so if we do around 13, it will be great, and we will target. But to say I will achieve that number is not something I'm confident at this stage. So I'm saying that we will actually grow at least to a level of a 10% increase over the previous year.
Okay, and with the same 7.5% PAT margin?
Yes.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask the question. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. As there are no further questions, I would like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you. Thank you, Neeru, for moderating the call. I would also like to thank all our stakeholders, business partners, analysts, investor friends who have shown continued faith in our company and supported this journey. We assure you that we'll continue to deliver. We would be happy to connect with you on a one-to-one basis if required for any further queries or clarifications. And with this, I conclude today's con call and thank you all for the active participation. Thank you, please.
Thank you very much. Thank you all for being a part of the conference call. If you need any further information or clarification, please mail at sachin.garg@ircon.org. On behalf of Recon International Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.
Thank you.